The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, folks, we've got some huge breaking news. It is Friday, May 10th, 2024. This is End Time Headlines, news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. I am your host, Ricky Scapparo, the founder and the voice of End Time Headlines. And listen, we've got a lot to talk about tonight. I had a segment lined up, but I have pushed that back to next week because we've got something that is transpiring that you need to know about. And this is huge news. Do me a favor before we get started, hit that like button, hit that subscribe button, hit that bell notification. Help us to share these broadcasts, get the word out. It helps us get our information out there on these platforms so other people can see. And again, if you've not downloaded our free app, make sure you pick it up today, your Apple and Android store. Again, it's absolutely free. You can pick it up today. Download it. Hit yes to push notifications. And you're going to be good to go with every new podcast and every headline that we put out. You won't miss it. So again, just get that today if you would. Guys, we have got major developments taking place. Before I get into these developments, I want to take you back on I'm going to recall some things to you. I'm going to stir you up in the way of remembrance, if you would, and remind you of some things that we have discussed over the past 2 weeks or so. If you will remember, last week, I shared about a dream that I had in 2013. So 11 years ago, I had a dream. I shared this on a podcast. We have this all documented on our YouTube channel, our podcast archives. And I talked about how that I felt an urgency to share that dream more than I ever have. And I released that dream and we released it in the form of a podcast, visual and audio. Now I'm about to share some news with you in this podcast that I pray to God is not the fulfillment of what I saw in 2013. And we're getting ready to get to that. And then last night in our podcast on Thursday night, May 9th, I warned that the way this current administration is treating the nation of Israel, that the disasters that we have seen, the tornado outbreaks, the flooding, all of these things will be paled in comparison to what could come in severity if this administration continues to shun Israel and treat them how they have been. And no more than 24 hours later, we've got huge breaking news that we're going to get to. Before we get to that, let's kind of dovetail off of the treatment of Israel. I want to talk about the emphasis of this. Then we're going to get into this breaking news that could affect all of us. And again, I'm praying to God that it is not the fulfillment of my dream in 2013. I want to take you to Zechariah 12. This is the scripture, Zechariah 12. Many of you guys are very familiar with this passage. The prophet warned that in the last days, prior to the return of the Lord, that Jerusalem would become the focal center point of all controversy, animosity, hatred, and the list goes on. The prophet said that Jerusalem would become a cup of drunkenness to all the surrounding peoples or nations. He says that Jerusalem will become a heavy stone for all the people, and all who would attempt to heave it away will be cut in pieces, though all nations of the earth are gathered against it. Now, here's one part of our breaking news. We've got a couple things to talk about tonight, but this is one of them. Again, this is breaking news. This just came out of the wire today. This is from Reuters. The United Nations General Assembly backs a Palestinian bid for membership. Now, keep in mind, this is a collaboration of nations. The United Nations General Assembly today, as of the recording of this on Friday, May 10th, overwhelmingly backed a Palestinian bid to become a full UN member by recognizing it as qualified to join and recommending the UN Security Council reconsider the matter favorably. The vote by the 193-member General Assembly was a global survey of support for the Palestinian bid to become a full UN member. I want to point out something here. 139-member General Assembly, and it was a global survey in support of a Palestinian bid. Again, these are significant steps in the fulfillment of Zechariah 12 and Joel 3, because we know eventually we've got to get to a point where the nations of the world will come and turn against Israel. Now, Netanyahu has made his face like flint, and he's already stated, though, even if, I'll come back to this, let me pull this away, I'm going to talk to you for a second, even if the United States removes all full support from Israel, which we're partially there now. We talked about that on yesterday's podcast. If you did not listen to that, please, I urge you to go back and listen to that, where Biden got up on national television and said, if Israel continues to carry out their military operations, they go into Rafah. The Biden administration said they've already pulled the bombs. They've already pulled these weapons to give to Israel. So this is a partial turning away from the support of Israel. But we know eventually, prophetically speaking, all the nations of the world will fully turn against Israel. And I believe Netanyahu understands this to some degree. He may understand Zechariah chapter 12. He may understand Joel chapter 3. But he understands that that the support for Israel is diminishing. And he's already said that even if we go alone, we will not back down. We will remain steadfast, and we will continue what our objective is with or without. And he highlighted the U.S. support. He's saying if we don't have the support of the United States, we will still go forward. So here we have now that these members of these nations, the assembly adopted a resolution with 143 votes in favor and only 9 against, including the U.S. and Israel, while 25 countries abstained. So as of now, as far as recognizing Palestine as a member of the UN here, assembly or membership rather, the U.S. has sided with Israel. So again, this is why I said there's partial support that still remains. But how long will that remain? That's the question. How long will America continue to support Israel at any level? That's the key. But think about that, 143 votes in favor and only 9 against it. The resolution determines that the state of Palestine should therefore be admitted to membership, and it recommends that the Security Council reconsider the matter favorably. The Palestinian push for full UN membership comes 7 months into a war between Israel and Palestinian militants in the Gaza Strip, and as Israel is expanding settlements in the occupied West Bank, which the UN considers to be illegal. Quote, now look at this, guys. Look at this headline. Let me pull this up. I want you to see this. This is from Reuters. This is not my verbiage. This is Reuters. The Palestinian push, or excuse me, here's what they said. Quote, we want peace. We want freedom. This was according to Palestinian UN ambassador who told the assembly before the vote, a yes vote is a vote for Palestinian existence, and it is not against any state. It is an investment in peace. Now, why is that significant? Because I've pointed out to you in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, the Apostle Paul, I believe this is a major clue, guys. He says, concerning the times and seasons, brethren, you have no need that I should write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so comes as a thief of the night. For when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman. Note again, he equates sudden destruction coming as labor pains. It's sudden, it's quick, it's destruction. It's like pregnant, it's like a birth pangs. And he equates it with peace and safety. After a lot of study on this, I believe The they in this passage, when they say peace and safety, I believe 100%, guys, this is connected to the Daniel 9:27 covenant of peace that Daniel saw and talked about, and where in which he said that the Antichrist, who is to come, will confirm a covenant with many for 7 years. And this will be a false sense of peace. So again, when you see these headlines like this, when you've got the majority of nations coming against Israel, pushing for Palestinian statehood, and member, again, it starts with member, it starts with them becoming a member, but then, you know what's going to happen? Once they become a member, it'll be a unanimous push for a Palestinian state, which the definition of that would be to divide Jerusalem, which is exactly what the prophet Zechariah said would happen in the last days. And Joel said, on account of this, this will bring judgment to the nations. Now, here we are. We are, again, yesterday I talked about this, how the U.S. is in a major danger zone. We just came over. I keep in mind, I told you, I'm going to bring this to your remembrance. We just had a major solar eclipse, which I, among others, have told you that this was a harbinger for the United States, because this eclipse was seen across the United States. And here we have the leader, the president of the United States of America, verbally attacking Israel, turning support away from Israel, condescending Benjamin Netanyahu, cursing him behind the scenes. And 24 hours later, we talked about that yesterday. I said, you watch for greater disasters. We better be on alert, because we're going to see much greater. And now look at this headline. I want to show you this. This is breaking news. This broke earlier today. Again, as of the recording of this, by the time this airs tonight at 8 p.m. Eastern, who knows where we're going to be? We don't even know if this will even get out on the airwaves. I don't know. And you don't know, honestly, what's going to come of this. But look at this headline. Quote, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Administration, that's the NOAA, says tonight's, and they're calling this a cannibal solar storm, could be the worst in 165 years. What does that mean? We're going to talk about that. This solar storm coming, it's on its way as the recording of this.
Power and communications might be on the fritz this weekend as an unusually strong solar storm is heading towards Earth. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration issued a rare geomagnetic storm watch. It's the first in nearly 20 years. NOAA has alerted operators of power plants and spacecraft in orbit to take precautions, and the storm could also produce northern lights as far south in the U.S. as Alabama and northern California.
Yeah, but I think, Kendall, this is the first legitimate chance that a lot of people in the U.S. could see these auroras.
Right.
I mean, we're heading toward a more active period of the sun. It peaks next year at solar cycle 25. Mm-hmm. This is to be expected. Mm-hmm. The type of flare that we saw and the type of geomagnetic storm that Earth might experience, a G4, mm-hmm. this happens about 60 times mm-hmm. every cycle. It's not a lot.
No.
60 times every 11 years. Right. You don't see that all that often, but.
Yeah, you really don't. And so when we're looking at the scale, so again, this is the first time this has occurred. This has been issued since 2005, so it's been a while. But notice what the kind of effects could be. Well, we could be dealing with potentially some disruptions for radio communication, so blackouts. We could also be dealing with some issues when it comes to potentially satellites, GPS, what have you, could also be impacted. And when you're thinking about the time frame that this will be occurring, again, late tonight into early tomorrow morning, yes, again, there's some areas that we'll be able to see it, but a lot of our big cities, unfortunately, won't be able to see it just because of light pollution. But still, it's going to be incredibly far south.
According to the Daily Mail, Earth could witness the worst solar storm in 165 years as five streams of plasma has been released from the sun this past week. Interesting timing, isn't it? All of these are set to make crash into our atmosphere tonight. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, again, revealed Friday that the worst case scenario, now we're not saying this is what's going to happen, but they're saying the worst case scenario, we all are going to find out in the next 24 hours. And I pray to God, again, we got to pray, guys, that we don't see what they're warning that the worst case scenario could be. Because if it is, and if it does happen, it will absolutely, I have no doubt in my mind, it will fulfill my dream that I had in 2000. This is not about me, guys. I'm just trying to be obedient to the Lord. And when the Lord gives me warnings to give to the people, I want to be obedient to that. No matter if I fear people or if I'm concerned about what they're going to say, they mock me or scoff me, I'm done with that. I'll take the heat on that. But I'm so thankful that I listened and I got the word out on that, because it's out there, because it's warning people to prepare. Now listen, the worst case scenario would be what took place in 1859 called the Carrington event. This event, guys, this event set telegraph stations on fire and it cut communications worldwide. This happened in 1859. Now you think back then they used telegraph to communicate. They used telegraph stations. They didn't have the communication infrastructure like we have today. They didn't have the internet. They didn't have cell phones. They didn't have these satellites in space like we have today. So this would be far worse scenario. In our modern day society, a geomagnetic storm, a major disruption of Earth's magnetosphere of that magnitude would cause a widespread electrical disruption, blackouts, and damage to critical infrastructure. Hello, is anybody awake now? Because how long have they been warning us about this? Is it going to be a cyber attack? Is it going to be an EMP? Or is it going to be a CME? Or a solar storm? They have been warning and warning and warning about this. Scientists have also predicted that three of the five streams known as coronal mass ejections or CMEs could combine to create a powerful cannibal CME. Data about what is in store for our planet will likely be captured around 8 p.m. Eastern time. That's when this is airing. When the explosions of plasma racing through space will be nearly 1 million miles from our planet, and the NOAA, plans to issue alerts immediately. Whoa, let me read that again. At 8 p.m. Eastern tonight, the explosions of plasma racing through space will be nearly 1 million miles from our planet, and the NOAA plans to issue alerts immediately. Are we going to get alerts on our phones? Is there going to be emergency broadcasting network? Is the emergency broadcasting network going to make some kind of announcement on our televisions? What's going on? I'm just reading this here. Quote, we anticipate we will get one shock after another. We're really buckling down here. This is according to Clinton Wallace, director of NOAA's Space Weather Prediction Center. He said this during Friday media briefing. While officials are predicting an event a step below the Carrington, which was a geomagnetic storm level 5, they are not discounting that we could reach an event on the lower end of the same measurement that ranges from a G1 to G5. This CME is predicted to spark G3 storms while the other two could reach G4 level. Quote, we are a little concerned because we have not seen this in a long time, which is why we thought it warranted special attention. This is from the NOAA, guys. Then, quote, we have discussed this with FEMA because they need to know, not that we are expecting a catastrophic collapse. The NOAA released a severe geomagnetic storm watch late last night. That would be a Thursday night, noting a large sunspot cluster had produced several moderate to strong solar flares since Wednesday at 5 a.m. Eastern. I'm going to read this again. Quote, this is an unusual and potentially historic event. Well, what about that? See, guys, when I read this right here, I'm going to highlight this. This is an unusual and potentially historic event. If you listen to yesterday's podcast, you've got to go back and listen to yesterday's podcast. I named 6-7 disasters that were correlated during the same time frame that nations and their leaders, howbeit American leaders, mistreated the nation of Israel, and disasters within 24 hours followed. And here we are. And I'm not saying, guys, again, I pray to God that we dodge the bullet. I pray that nothing happens that's serious. I pray that our infrastructure stands. I pray that we don't have mass power outages and GPS disruptions and the worst case scenarios. I pray that we do not have a Carrington event. But I'm telling you, God's word will speak. It warns. The NOAA is currently preparing for the CMEs to reach NASA's Advanced Composition Explorer, which was designed to study space-borne energetic particles and sets about 870,000 miles. That quote, this is how we will identify the arrival of these 1 million miles from the Earth at that point. When we see the CMEs arrive at the satellite, quote, that's when we will know for sure the intensity that may develop here at Earth by different things in the solar wind that we look for. Quote, so with the speed of these events, roughly, we're talking an average speed here of around 500 miles per second. This stuff is traveling this fast. That basically means there could be roughly 20 to 45 minutes of lead time. He continued to explain that the reason this geomagnetic storm is a giant is because of two colossal sunspot clusters, one in the northern hemisphere of the sun and another in the southern hemisphere of the sun. Now, I pulled this article up doing research. Here's the title of it. What if the Carrington event, the largest solar storm ever recorded, happened today? I thought this was very relevant to what they're warning us about right now. I want to read this to you. Geomagnetic storms have the potential to wreak havoc upon the Earth. In 1989, a geomagnetic storm blacked out the entire Canadian province of Quebec in 90 seconds, leaving 6 million customers in the dark for 9 hours. It also damaged transformers as far away as New Jersey, including one at a nuclear power plant, and nearly took down U.S. power grids from the eastern seaboard to the Pacific Northwest. Geomagnetic storms can also disrupt radio communications and GPS navigation by warping the atmosphere in ways that modify the path of radio signals. The NOAA noted, for instance, the Halloween storm of 2003 prevented the Federal Aviation Administration from providing GPS navigational guidance for roughly 30 hours. If a Carrington event was to strike Earth today, with our current infrastructure, according to a 2013 study from British insurance giant Lloyd's of London, they estimated that electrical outages from this type of event could lead to $2.6 trillion in lost revenue for the North American power industry alone. The study also found global blackouts up to years long might transpire because such an event could simultaneously damage multiple extra high voltage transformers that are difficult to replace. This could in turn result in major disruptions to financial markets, banking, telecommunications, business transactions, emergency and hospital services, the pumping of water and fuel and food transport. A 2017 study in the Journal of Space Weather found that in most extreme blackout scenario impacting 66% of the entire U.S. population, The daily domestic economic loss could total $41.5 billion, plus an additional $7 billion loss via international supply chain disruptions. In contrast, if it only affected extreme northern states, which are home to 8% of the U.S. population, the economic loss per day could reach $6.2 billion, supplemented by an international supply chain loss of $0.8 billion. So friends, this is something that is of serious matter. I'm not going to go a long time today. This is our last podcast of this week. We're going to close out and we'll be right back. Lord willing, and I really want to emphasize Lord willing, Monday, if we still have power up, we still have internet, we don't have major disruptions, we'll be back Monday. Again, if not, you know, we're at the mercy of the will of God and what he has in store for us. But I want to read you, I want to remind you guys, Luke 21. Jesus, when they were asking him, what would be the signs of your coming and the end of the age? Jesus said, you're going to see nation against nation. You're going to see kingdom against kingdom. You're going to see great earthquakes in various places and famines and pestilences. And then he said, there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven. Friends, think about it for a second. We had a great sign from heaven recently, and it was called a solar eclipse. And again, this Hebrew word for this is in the Greek, but if you go to Genesis 1:14, he said there will be for signs and seasons. That word signs again is literally means an omen, a warning, a harbinger. So Jesus said there will be great signs, plural tense, from heaven that those who are discerning will see these things, know these things, and warn others accordingly. And then he says there'll be fearful sights. So there'll be signs in heaven, but there'll also be fearful sights, comets, meteors, solar flares, UAPs, UFOs, unexplained mysterious things happening in the heavens. Friends, listen to me. We are in the days that the prophets warned about. We're in the times that Jesus talked about. I want to scroll down here. He even said in verse 25 of Luke 21, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and in the stars, and on earth distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring, and men's hearts failing them from fear and the expectation of those things which are coming upon the earth, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Listen, I'm going to close this podcast, but before we do that, will you join me in prayer? Come on, let's pray right now. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are not to be fearful, Lord, but we are to be, Lord, have an attitude of prayer. You told us to pray about everything. And Lord, this could be catastrophic. We could dodge a major bullet here. But whatever the case, Lord, we pray. Well, our duty is to pray. And we ask, Father, that once again, we're pleading for mercy upon our nation. Lord, that you would spare us, Lord, by your mercy and by your grace. Lord, I pray that there be no major disruptions and catastrophes that would come from this. I pray that we would see some radio blackouts here and there, and that would be the worst case scenario. I pray that we may see some auroras. But Lord, I pray that there be no communication crippling. There be no crippling to communications, to GPS navigation systems, to the power grids. There be no blackouts. I pray that you'd protect your people. Lord, I pray that you, Lord God, would have mercy. I keep hearing this, guys, in my spirit. Mercy, just pleading the Lord for his mercy to be upon our nation. Lord, remember the remnant in the land that has been faithful to you, that continues to preach your gospel, continues to warn others about your coming. I pray, Father, that you would look upon the remnant. Father, you would have spared Sodom and Gomorrah if you could have found 10 righteous. And I believe there's far more than 10 righteous still in America that are still, that still fear you, that serve you, and that are on the front lines warning a generation that the time is about up. So, Father, I pray again that your mercy would abound in this situation. And whatever may come, we trust you and we believe that you'll see us through it. You will provide, you will protect, and you will preserve for such a time as this. And Lord, we thank you and we give you praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen and amen. Again, guys, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. Listen, I don't have a direct word. I wish I had a direct word from the Lord that could tell you, you know what? Everything's going to be all right. We're going to dodge the bullet. I don't know. I know that this is not a kill shot because we've still got things to do. We're not in the tribulation. This is not a kill shot, but could we see major disruptions, power grid failures, blackouts? Of course. We could see these things, guys. So again, we're praying about this. Prepare accordingly. What did I say? Remember, and I said you need to have a backup. You need to have a plan. You need to have some water on hand. You need to have some food on hand. You need to have, all these things on hand for any disaster, earthquakes, hurricanes, tornadoes, this, that, the power failure, whatever the case would be. Guys, listen, I would love for you guys to download our free app. It's free. It's on Apple. It's on Android. So you can keep up with these events. We do this week after week after week. If you're new here, we welcome you to the program. We'd love for you to stick around, but we want you to get our app so you can keep up with this, because don't rely on social media. Download the app, hit yes to push notifications, and you're going to be good to go. And I'm praying that we're up and going. I pray that we are able to come back next Monday. Listen, before we head out, as always, if you'd like to support our ministry, you can do that two different ways. You can give electronically through the app, through the main website, or write directly on your screen. You can give by check or money order. You can make it out to End Time Headlines, P.O. Box 1391, Monroe, Georgia, 30655. Speaking of partners, I want to personally thank the couple, and you know who you are, that sent me the flag that you sent me. And it was related to a recent podcast I did. And it was a wonderful gift. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for that gift. It's very touching listen, I'm a citizen of heaven first, but I love my country. I love America. And, you know, I don't want to see anything bad. You know, these preachers that get up and they're like, they're mad. They almost like they want America to be destroyed. I am not one of those preachers. I don't want America to be destroyed. I don't want America to be judged to the point where we completely collapse as a nation. But I also know reality is, if we continue to do things that provoke the Lord and remove his hand of favor, then it's going to be a natural, a natural occurrence. It's going to happen as a result of our sins, iniquities, and trespasses. Remember, friends, 2 Chronicles 7:14, God said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves in prayer and turn from their sin and wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven, and then I'll heal their land. There will be no awakenings. There'll be no major revivals. There'll be no major turnarounds in this nation unless there is a genuine corporate cry of repentance from this nation. And I believe it has to start from the top down. So we are in the danger zone. I told you, it's what came after those solar eclipse, what came after that solar eclipse. Y'all remember me saying that? We're in that danger zone. And as long as this president continues to do what he's doing with Israel, and as long as we keep advocating, promoting, and condoning, and committing acts of abomination and wickedness and immorality, and turning from the true God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and the Lord Jesus Christ, then we're going to just continue to see, just like Jeremiah said in Jeremiah 25, disaster shall go forth from nation to nation, including America. Again, we love you guys. Please don't forget to share this, like this, hit that bell notification. We pray and hope that we'll be with you guys in just a few days on Monday, because I've got some more stuff lined up. We've got some equipping messages. I pray and hope that we'll see you on Monday. So until then, may the Lord bless us. May he protect us. May his countenance shine upon us. We'll see you guys soon.
Thank you for listening to the End Time Headlines podcast. We pray that you've been blessed and equipped by today's message. For more information about how you can help partner with our ministry, please visit endtimeheadlines.org.